Okay, so we just start with the same Hakdama we started the night before, and that is that if we repeat anything we said over in the past, now that we're a year smarter, a year older, we can understand it on a higher level and appreciate it. Okay. Baruch Shem after Chosoy Yisrael Baruch Hu Shekarish Baruch Hu Chishav Esakeitz. Hashem Chishav Cheshmin the end, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And everybody knows the famous word that from the Grog, it was supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years, Ba'avodim V'inu Oysom Arba Me'as Shana 400 years, and instead we were only Mitzrayim for 210 years, Redu Shama, Redu is 210, went out of Mitzrayim after 210. We went out 190 years early. 210 plus 190 is 400. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chisha V'Saketz. The word Ketz, the Gematria, Kuf Tzadik, is 190. Mm-hmm. Hashem Cheshbon, then 190, and took us out of Mitzrayim 190 years earlier, after 210, instead of the entire 400. But the Gra adds on to that. There are two reasons the Chazal bring down why we left Mitzrayim early. Why don't we stay the full 400 years? One reason is the Kushi Yashibud, because the Shibud was so difficult and so hard that we did so much work in 210, we did the 400 years of work. The other reason Chazal gave is because we worked Yoimun V'Layla, day and night. And since we worked at night, we made up for work that should have been done by day, so we left Mitzrayim early. The Gra says both of these reasons on the rumors are hinted to in Pesukim. It says in Iyoiv, in Perik Chav Ches, Keitz Samu Chayshach. Keitz, Kosh Baruch Hu put a Keitz for the Chayshach. Keitz is a gematria of 190. Hashem took us out 190 years earlier. Why? Because of Chayshach. Because we worked during the darkness. We worked at night as well. Since we worked Yom V'Layla, we were able to go out Keitz 190 years earlier. The other reason it's given is because of the Kushi Hashibut. Vayimoru es Chayayim. The pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Shemois. They made our lives bitter. Well known from the Gra, the Trop on Vayimoru es Chayayim is a Kadma V'Azor. Kadma V'Azor means they went forth. They went forth early. Azor they went? Kadma, first, early. Why did we go to Mitzrayim Kadma V'Azor early? Because Vayimoru es Chayayim. Because the lives were so bitter, the Shibu was so harsh, we were able to leave Mitzrayim early because the harshness of the Shibud compensated for that extra time. That was the Gra's word. Afterwards, somebody added on, if you take the gematria of the words Kadma V'Azla, it's exactly 190 cakes. So the Kadma V'Azla adds up to 190. So nice remez, a nice hint in the Pasuk, that the reason why we left Kadma V'Azla 190 years early is because Vayimoru Les Chayayim, and the gematria works out to the T. Nothing needs to be added on. Okay, turn the pages. V'hishe yomdo, from the v'hishe yomdo, avoseinu v'lonu. Okay, and v'hi, it, this, stood for our fathers and for us. What's the v'hi? What is the v'hi? So, every agada has another pshat, what v'hi means, but one of the famous pshatim is the v'hi is spelled vav, hey, yud, aleph. Vav represents shisha sudre mishnah. Hey, it's Chamisha Chamshitayra. Yud is the Aser Sadibrois. Aleph Hashem Echad. What withstood, what preserved us in all the generations? The Vehi, Tayra Shemeksav, Tayra Shemapeh, Aser Sadibrois, Amunah and Hashem, Vehi Sheyomdo, that preserved us throughout all the generations. Shilay Echad Bilabod, Omad Alei Lachaliseinu, Elosh Bechol Dor Vador, Imdim Alei Lachaliseinu. But in every generation, they stood against us to destroy us. What's the Russian B'chol Dor V'Dor in every generation and generation? Couldn't have just as easily said Elosh B'chol Dor. In every generation, I'm the Malenu, they stood against us, L'chal Yisrael, to destroy us. I know we've said this over many times, but the lesson is very powerful. Reb Chaim Berlin says over what's the Pshat B'chol Dor V'Dor in every generation? Because the way the Goyim tried to destroy us in one generation, it's not necessarily the same way they try to destroy us in a different generation. Sometimes they try to destroy us physically. We know they're our enemy and they want to destroy us. And sometimes they act as our friend and they want us to come close to them, intermarry with us, be like us. And that's how they try to destroy us. Each generation has its own issues. Each generation has its own challenges. Behold, over door. Even in a generation where things look perfect. I'm the Malayno. The Goyim are out to destroy us. Sometimes it's obvious to us. They're out to destroy us physically. They're our enemy. And sometimes they act as our friend. But it's all I'm the Malayno Chalaseinu. Like the Beis Halevi says in Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov Davind, Hatzilenino, Miad Ochi, Miad Esav. Save me from the hands of my brother, from the hands of Esav. And the Beis Halevi asks, why was it necessary to say, Miad Ochi, Miad Esav? Obviously, Esav is Yaakov's brother. And the Beis Halevi answers, Yaakov Davind, save me from Esav, no matter how he acts. Whether he acts to me like a brother, or he acts to me as an Esav. Save me, because either way, it's not good to become too close to the guy, whether it's his friends or his enemies, Hatzilenino. The whole Dorvado and every generation, I'm the Melenu Chalaseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzilenu Miyadom, and Hashem saves us from their hands. Jumping ahead a little bit, we come to the end of Magid, and we say, L'fichach, Anachnu, Chayovim, L'hoidois, V'halel, L'shabeach, therefore L'chayiv, to thank and praise Hashem for all the nisim that Hashem did for us. Right before the second chayis, l'fichach anachnu chayovim l'haydois l'harer l'shabeach l'foer l'roimim l'mish also l'avisenu v'lonos kohanisameu. Hoytzionu Hashem took us out me'avdus l'cheirus from slavery to freedom, me'yogoyin l'simcha from sorrow to happiness, u'me'evel from evel to yomtiv, me'afelu l'argoda from darkness to great light, u'me'shibud l'gula from shibud to gula, v'noymel l'fon of shira chadosh ha'luka. The Haggadah Ma'aseh Nisim, he brings down that the five Hoytzi Onums that we say, Hashem took us out, Me'abdus L'cheirus, Mi'yav and L'simcha, each refers to a different golos in the history of Klal Yisrael. Hoytzi Onum, Me'abdus L'cheirus, Hashem took us out from Avdus to freedom, obviously refers to golos Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim from being Avadim, and Hashem freed us. Mi'yav and L'simcha, from sorrow to simcha, refers to golos Bavel. Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Chumra Beis Hamikdash. It's time of great avel, great sorrow. And after 7 years in Bavel, Hashem brought us back to Simcha. Hashem brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. We built the Beis Hamikdash. Me'evel Liyamta refers to the Golos of Persia, Paras, and Madai. Like it says in the Megillah, Evel Gadol LaYehudim. It was great avel, was mourning for the Yehudim in the times of Haman and Achashverosh. And what happened? V'napachu, Hashem turned it around for us. Me'evel Yomtiv, it became a day of Yomtiv, Purim. So Me'evel, Yomtiv refers to the Gula in the times of Purim. Me'afeg Ola Argado refers to Golos Yavam. In the times of Chanukah, the Yavonim wanted to stop us from learning Torah, take away the light of Torah. What happened? Hashem helped us win over the Chashmonaim, win over the Yavonim, and Fakert, we were able to find that Pach Shemen, the jug of oil, light of Menorah, we had the Argado, we had the great light. Hashem took us out, Me'afeg Ola Argado. Mishiba de Gula refers to Golos Endoim, which we're in right now, that ultimately Hashem will take us out of this Golos and this Shibud and redeem us and bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. We'll have the third Beis Hamikdash. So included in Lefichach are all the times that Hashem saved us and took us out of Golos, and Avtacha, Tefillah for the future, Mishiba de Gula, that Hashem will take us out of this Golos as well.
So, back to the Chatma of the Aslam, yeah? Chadma of the Azla is equal to 190, right? Chadma, including the Vav of the Azla.
Right, right.
So the trap is the Azla,
it
or
is.
Just Azla?
The Azla. It's called the Chadma of the Azla. Little bit. If you look in the back of Chumash,
the Tikkun says Chadma of the Azla.
Yes.
But if an Azla is alone, it's not the Azla.
The name of the trap is Chadma of the Azla. You're right, but when it's together, it's called the Chadma of the Azla. When the two of them are together, the name of the truck when both
exactly
are together, it's exactly
190. 145 and 45.
Yes, okay. Going ahead a little bit, we come to Kairich. Kairich, what do? We take the matzah and the maror together, we say, Zeichel, Mikdash, Kehillel, Kainos, Hillel, Bizman, Shebeis, Hamikdash, Kayim. So he'll live the Talmud of the Beis Hamikdash, Haya Kairich, Matzah, Maror, he used to wrap up together the matzah and the maror, Va'ichel, B'yachad, eat it together, the Kayim, Mashinemar, everybody is familiar with the Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. I've seen it how many years, and it never struck me till I saw this Ha'orah tonight. Which pasuk does it bring down in the Zeichel Mikdash? Shenema, Amatzois Umerayrim Yechul. You know what that pasuk is written? In Bamidbar, Perektes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. In Bahalaischa. That pasuk is written by Pesach Sheni. referring to Pesach Sheni. And the question is obvious. Isn't there an earlier pasuk in Pashas Boy, which refers to Pesach of Nisan, Pesach Rishon, which says, Al Matzos Umrorim Yoichuhu, in Shemois Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches? Very interesting that the Baal HaGadol brings down, so Hillel did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, to Mekayim what it says, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, Al Matzos Umrorim Yoichuhu. Why don't he bring down the pasuk of Pesach Rishon and Yud Aleph on Tesvav Nisan?
Where's the one
of
Pesach Sheni?
Where's the Bamidbar Tes Yud Aleph. So why does he bring in the pasuk of Pesach Sheni, not the pasuk of Pesach on Tesvav Nisan? And the Bells of Rebbe, the Sashalom of Bells, there's a very nice answer, and he says, because Kain Asa Hillel, what do we say? So Hillel did this man Shemit Mish Kayin. We must follow that we should be able to do this as well. That we should be able to become the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. If we're going to wait till next Nisan, it's a year away. So we must follow that we should be able to do the mitzvah as soon as possible. ASAP, as soon as possible. And when's the first opportunity that we have to do this mitzvah? If Mashiach comes, the first opportunity will be on Pesach Sheni. So therefore we say, Kayim Mashinev, Mekayim what it says, the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni, because we hope that we miss this night. Tonight we're chutzlar, so we miss tonight the mitzvah of matzah and mora with the Pesach. But we hope that we should have a chance to make the mitzvah, so we hope we could do it as soon as possible, which would be Pesach Sheni, instead of waiting a whole year for the next Pesach. Therefore, he brings down the earlier, the Pasuk of Pesach Sheni. Kain also Hillel, Kairach so Hillel did.
That's good for us, but not for him in his time. I mean, HaGadol is making the pasuk.
The HaGadol is the one. I don't know if Hillel said. He's saying what Hillel did. We're doing the zeichet to what Hillel did, not that Hillel said.
HaGadol brings the pasuk for us.
Why are we doing Pesach
Sheni? Because we're all Tmeim? Right, because this year, if Mashiach will come, we have a chance to bring Pesach Sheni. So we're bound to be able to do the mitzvah as soon as possible, not to have to wait the whole next year until Pesach comes around a year later. The Peshuah Mekugah, this idea is, I suppose, Peshuah Mekugah, others bring down the idea also, what's Kain Asa Hillel, so Hillel did. It seems to be that Kairach is Hillel's Chiddush. That's a connection that it was Hillel who was Mechadish, this idea of Matzah and Morah together. The Peshuah Mekugah brings down the Gemara and Brachas, Morah and Brachas in the last Peirik, in the Samach, the Gemara brings down Tonu Rabbonon, Maisa Behillel HaZokain, Shohaya. He was coming into the city, and he heard Veshoma called Svachabe. He heard a scream in the city. He heard a scream, and he said, "Muftachani, I know I'm for sure that this scream is not coming from my house, because in my house they don't scream." But the pasuk says, "Mishmua ra'a lo yira, nachan libay batuach v'Hashem." A person is not afraid of a shmua ra'a. A person who's nachan libay trusts in Hashem. He said, "It's not coming from my house." How did Hillel know it's not coming from his house? Maybe Chas v'Shalom, something happened. There it is, Hillel will say they're in his house. Even if something bad happens, they know not to scream. They understand that it all comes from Hashem, the Bateach v'Hashem, and Gamzul Taiva. It all is for the good, even though we might not understand them right now. Hillel was the one who taught the idea that even if something that seems to bad happens, Gamzul Taiva. If that's the case, Hillel was the one who was able to take matzah and morah and put the two together. Morah represents vayimoru as chayayim. Morah represents the shibud, the bitterness of galus. Matzah, on the other hand, represents the gula. Because when does the Torah give us, why do we eat matzah? The Torah gave us the mitzvah to eat matzah because the dough didn't rise, we left Mitzrayim. Mm-hmm. Represents the gula, leaving Mitzrayim. Hillel was able to take the matzah and the morah, the gula, and the galus and karech biyachat. He was able to wrap the two together. And Geshem Shemavarachin al Ataiva, Kach Mavarachin al Ra. Like the Mishnah says in Brachas. Just like one makes a bracha on the good, one makes a bracha on the bad as well. Because a person understands, Gamzul Taiva, it all comes from Hashem. So he'll can take the mats and the mora, the gula, the golos, and wrap the two together. Zechul Mikdosh Kehel. The Al Shechak Kodosh.
The mats itself has both.
Mats has both, but.
Ramaisa,
when we say, Matzah Zu Shon Reicha Mashuma, what do we eat? Because they didn't have enough time for the dough to rise when they left Israel, which is the gula aspect of the matzah. You're right, but the mitzvah is because of the gula aspect. The Al Shech HaKadosh writes, matzah represents the Yetzer Tov, and mora represents the Yetzer Hara. How does matzah represent the Yetzer Tov? Because matzah is anivus. Matzah, you don't let the dough rise. Matzah is humble. Chometz the dough rises. Matzah is humility, shiflus. Matzah represents the Yetzer Tov. Mora, forget being bitter, being angry, upset, is the Yetzer Hara. So you're able to take the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara and wrap it together. Like the Mishnah says in Brachos, one should serve Hashem b'shnei Yetzerecha, with both of the Yetzers, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. You have to be able to serve Hashem both using the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. So Kairich Matzah and Mora together, wrapping Matzah and Mora together, is using the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara to be able to serve Hashem. Somehow, at the end of the Haggadah, we sort of ready after the Suda, it's a little bit, everyone's already on the tired side, and but we say, by Hallel, we say, Kilcha, Taibo, Haidoi, Sugushimcha, Noel, Ezame, Kimi, Eilam, Viadailam, Atakeel, Barcha, Tashem, Mech, Mubishmach, depending on Nusach Svad, Nusach Ashina, whichever Nusach a person says by the Haggadah. Kilcha, Taibo, Haidoi, Sugushimcha, Noel, Ezame, Mi, Eilam, Viadailam, Atakeel. Duno Magid explains, what's the Lashem Taibu Haidois, or the Zamer, the thank, the praise, me Oyom, the Adoyom. Duno Magid explains, imagine there's a storekeeper who extends credit to all his customers. And anybody who comes into the store, you can buy on credit. Everybody pays the storekeeper back, but for different reasons. The Tzadikim, the Elocha people, pay the storekeeper back because it's the right thing to do. They're born on credit. It's only ashes. They pay up money that they owe. Then you have other people who only pay back because they want to be able to buy again on credit. If they don't pay back for what they bought earlier, the storekeeper won't extend credit to them in the future. So only because of their future needs, they want to buy again in the future, do they pay back. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the storekeeper is paid back by both. So he doesn't really care why a person pays him back. Whether he's paid back because a person feels it's the honest, correct thing to do, or because a person wants credit in the future. But when does the difference become obvious? The storekeeper decides to close. Puts up a sign, he's closing the store. The store's closing, it's going out of business. And that is a big difference. Those people that feel it's the right thing to do will pay him back for what they bought on credit. Even though they won't be able to buy from him in the future because they owe him the money from the past. But those people only paid him because they wanted to have further credit, future credit, have no need for it anymore. Because he's not keeping the store open, they won't pay him. They won't pay him back. When it comes to thanking Hashem, we say, Yahalucha Hashem Wakeinu Akal Ma'asecha, Chasidecha Tzadikim Oisei V'Tzaynecha. There are those type of people that thank Hashem Akal Ma'asecha for everything. And then you have Chasidecha Tzadikim Oisei V'Tzaynecha. There are those that thank Hashem Asakara Satayv. They realize that they owe recognition and thank you to Hashem for what he did. And then there are those that thank Hashem because they want more, they want good. Hashem was good up until now, they want to continue. When it comes to thanking Hashem, the Chol Amcha B'Yisrael, everybody thanks Hashem. Why? Because Me'oilom V'Adoilom. Because Hashem is Me'oilom V'Adoilom Atakeo. There's no end. Hashem is forever. From this world to the next world, Me'oilom V'Adoilom. And therefore, everybody thanks Hashem, whether for one reason or for another. When it comes to thanking Hashem, we all owe thank you, whether it's because Chasidecha Tzadikim, or B'chol Amcha Beis Yisrael, because a person wants the good to continue. When it comes to Hashem, there's no such thing as, so to speak, the store closing, so therefore it's always Me'oilom V'Adoilom Atakeel, Baruch Atah Hashem, Echem Uruba Deshbachos, we all thank Hashem, Echabos Avedom. When it comes to Hashem, this is all, no matter what a person, Madrega, where he's holding on, a person thanks Hashem. Come to the end of the Haggadah, Echad Miyadeya, Shnai Miyadeya, Shoshim Miyadeya. Okay, so it sounds like a nice song, a nice refrain over and over again, 1, 2, 3, till 13. Okay, so we said over this pshat many times, but it's a nice pshat, and Belzer Rebbe said, oh, well, what's the Echa Miyadeya at the end of the Seder? This is just like a rich man who has storehouses of treasures and has rooms of hidden treasures. So he's not Megagol, he doesn't reveal everything that he owns. He's afraid of Ganovim, he's afraid of people that will be jealous of him. He doesn't reveal all that he owns. But it's known that he has storehouses and storehouses of gold and silver. There's only one time that he reveals all his treasures. And when is that? When he gets a little bit drunk. He drinks a little bit. He gets a little bit drunk. Nichnas Nayayin Yatsa Said. The wine goes in. The secrets come out. And he starts bragging of the secrets that he has and all the great treasures that he has. Says the Elzer Rebbe, the same is true by us. We don't like to brag about our treasures. But after drinking four cups of wine, after we just sat by the Seder, and we drank four cups of wine, Nichnas Yayin, the wine goes in, the Yotzer Soin, the secrets come out. And what are our secrets? What are our treasures? Echem Yedeya, Muna Hashem, Shnayim Yedeya, Shvarish and Ovois, Nimois, Chamish Chachutayra, Shisri Mishnah, and so on, Shvarish Esra Midois, all our treasures come out, Mimagam, we reveal to the world all of our treasures after drinking four cups of wine. Just want to end off.
This was from 5772.
Okay. Probably from before that also.
Probably.
Okay. I'm sure you find a lot this. After all, the Haggadah is the same year after year. Right? Okay. The Chofetz Chaim said, I think, is a very powerful lesson to all. And that is, B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv adam v'erois es atzmai kigu hu yatzim Mitzrayim. We know that in every generation, every person has to picture and see himself as a filaf Mitzrayim. Okay? Very difficult to do. However, a person could imagine it, could picture it, a person has to do it. Chofetz Chaim explained, why is this so? The mitzvah of the night is really v'ikar t'levincha, ulamata sapra bazne mincha, to tell over, give over to your children what happened in Mitzrayim. Why is it necessary to go so far to the extent b'chol dor v'dor, that in every generation we have to feel as if we ourselves left Mitzrayim? The mitzvahs in the Torah is really v'igadat to levincha. So tell over what happened. Why is it necessary as if each one of us left Mitzrayim? Chofetz Chaim said, the mikveh in Radin, in those days, how did they keep the water in the mikveh warm? They didn't have a plumbing system and a heating system that we have today. The old-fashioned way. The shamans would go ahead, he would take a big bucket, big barrel, they would heat up the water, and from this big pot, they would pour the hot water into the freezing cold mikveh, and the hot water would somehow give some warmth to the mikveh, and they would warm up the mikveh. But here I am, one morning, somebody comes into the mikveh, and he says to the shamans, no, did you heat up the mikveh yet? Did you pour in the water from the barrel, the hot water? And the shamans said, yes, I put in the water, I poured it into the mikveh. And he says, very good. He prepares to go to the mikveh. He puts one foot in the water. He screams, that's freezing, ice cold. You didn't put in any hot water. And he says to the shamans, did you or didn't you? You put in the hot water or not? And the shamans says, I took the pot and I poured in the water. I put in the water. Here, there's a little bit of water left inside the pot. You can see, I poured the water in. And the man goes ahead and he puts his hand in the pot. And the water in the pot is freezing cold. Says to the shamans, it might be very good that you pour the water from the pot, but it only helps to warm up the mikveh if the water is warm first. But if the water is ice cold, and you put it into the mikveh, it's not going to help at all. The way Chofetz Chaim said it, if the water in the barrel in the pot is warm, then it makes the mikveh lukewarm. But if the water in the barrel is lukewarm or cold, the mikveh becomes cold. So the same is true. When a person is trying to give over to others, Yetzirah Rayim, the Makis, what happened, it depends where you are. If you are warm about it, if you are emotional about it, you are warm, then you give it over, at least it'll be lukewarm. The mikveh will become lukewarm. But if you are cold, if you are only lukewarm about it, if you don't feel it yourself, you're only lukewarm, then when you give it over to somebody else, it will be cold. If you want to be able to give it over properly, and tell somebody about the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim, and how Hashem took us out, the only way to give it over properly is to warm about it. And how are we warm about it? If we ourselves feel it. Therefore, part of the chiyuv of v'igadat l'vincha is b'chol dor v'dor. Every generation, chayiv adam lirois as atzmai. A person has to see himself, kiguhu, as if he was yotz, as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Because then he's warm, he's emotional, he's involved, then he's able to give it over at least on a lukewarm level. But somebody's not involved, can't give it over, it'll be very cold. Our job, by the Seder, is to give it over. By the Seder, no matter where a person is for the Seder, there's a mitzvah of the God of Vincha, mitzvah of Sipur, which is right, we have to feel warm. The more we feel, the more we're into it, the more we're able to give it over. And even though all the preparations for the Seder are hard, and everybody's busy running around this week, from one thing to another, the list doesn't end. When the list ends, suddenly it grows and suddenly it becomes bigger. As soon as you think it's done, right, the list grows arms and legs and it becomes bigger. But at least let's go into the Seder a little bit prepared for the Seder. And this way, the more prepared we go into the Seder, the more we feel it, the more we'll be able to give it over. Kosh Baruch Hu should help us. And we should be Zeichet this year. I think Pesach Rishon is too late already. Because yes, we come Tor. We don't have enough time to come Tor. But maybe a Matzah Rem Rechul, we should be Zeichet at least a little Pesach Sheni. Amen.